Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. I'm not sure just what the connection between jazz and waltzing is, but for some reason, jazz musicians like to name their compositions after the waltz. The waltz, of course, has a long history in classical music and is dance music in triple meter, usually in three-quarter time, one chord per measure, etc. I don't know if these jazz works fit that bill musically or not, but let's start waltzing. In 1961, the Bill Evans Trio recorded the album Waltz for Debbie. Here's the title track, Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro bass, and Paul Motion on drums. And vibraphonist Gary Burton recorded Japanese Waltz, a Chick Corea composition, on his Departure album of 1997. Thank you. We are waltzing today on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Saxophonist Zoot Sims and pianist Jimmy Rolls collaborated on Shadow Waltz with the quartet on their 1977 release, If I'm Lucky. Pianist Earl Father Hines did Jitterbug Waltz with the quartet in 1956 on the album Father Plays Fats. Then back to the swing era with the Chick Webb Orchestra in 1937 with That Naughty Waltz. The top of 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 the top of
Thank you.
You're enjoying waltz music on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Trumpet man Lee Morgan released Tempo de Waltz in 1956 on his City Lights album. Curtis Fuller, trombone, George Coleman on alto, Ray Bryant, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Then singer Renee Marie will do Tennessee Waltz from her 2000 album, How Can I Keep From Singing? And lastly, Cuban sax and clarinet man Paquito de Rivero plays two Venezuelan waltzes on his clarinet with acoustic guitar from the 1987 album Manhattan Burn. We'll be right back.
torn right out from under me. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll never dance to the Tennessee waltz. Now I know how much I have lost. I've lost my little darling. Yeah. The night they were playing the beautiful, beautiful Tennessee waltz.
It was a beautiful tale.
Tennessee. It was a beautiful Tennessee, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Today's Dr. Jazz Hour is looking at the waltz in jazz. In 1961, the Dave Brubeck Quartet recorded It's a Raggy Waltz. Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond alto, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on drums. In 1958, Maynard Ferguson, his trumpet, and his big band recorded The Waltz on the album A Message from Newport. And the last waltz piece on this program is from pianist Oscar Peterson with Gravy Waltz from 1962. Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.